You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today, perhaps the season of the rookie quarterback. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices, and don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at the newly remodeled First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Going to go back to the phone lines. We've got Tony in Cleveland on the line. Tony, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Listen, I got about three questions. I'll try to make them quick. Number one, didn't at one time Norv Turner, I think it was either with Dallas or with the Chargers, employ a fullback in his offense?
Yes, two, definitely. Oh, both.
Number two, I know this is happening, but when the Browns were looking for a running back after the trade of Trent Richardson, why didn't they look to Michael Turner? I thought Norv Turner is probably familiar with him.
He's washed up and probably would have been more expensive.
Yeah, even though he's a little younger than Wilson McGinnis.
Yeah, but he's if you watched him last year in Atlanta, he's very much struggled to run the football. And don't forget, not only have the Cleveland Browns not brought in Michael Turner, nobody in the NFL has brought Michael Turner even for a workout this year.
I will say, hold your thought on your other question, but if you're also thinking along the lines of fullback, I'll just throw this out there. There was some... I don't know if the word is differing opinion, but I know the opinion of this coaching staff for sure was that they wanted a fullback. They did want a fullback.
They didn't get one,
and I'm not entirely sure the reasoning behind not pulling the trigger on that particular position this offseason. But if you asked Rob Chudzinski what his feeling is about wanting a fullback in his offense, he would have. And I'm not talking about. Not talking about Chris Obanaya. I mean, the hammer-style fullback is a guy that he would like. Go ahead.
I was actually thinking about Lawrence Vickers when he was out there. My third question is, maybe if you can ask Gerard, because I don't think any 6'4 or 6'3 cornerbacks will be coming out too soon, is there a way that a corner can really – what kind of technique can we really use on receivers that's so tall that we'll probably face in the future?
Yeah, that's a fair point, and Gerard will be the right technician to talk about that. He'll give us that perspective. But I think, you know, you take your risks with jamming even a bigger guy. Let's talk about Josh Gordon. You talk about a big receiver, and he's noticed that more teams have tried to avoid jamming him, and when they don't, it puts him in a great position because of his speed, and you jam any receiver with great risk because of if you miss and he gets a free release, it's over. I mean, you pretty much aren't going to catch up with a guy like that. And you could be, yes, an exceptionally fast cornerback, but once he's got position on you, a step is all so many of these guys need, the best ones need. But I know your point. Tony's talking about the fact that, yes, bigger receivers that this team has faced have done well against them and consistently well. And no, the Browns don't have enough guys that match up. But here's the thing. You don't have Seattle secondaries all around the NFL. That's been before those guys got suspended. that's been an exceptional secondary,
totally.
Right? Because of the height, size, speed ratio.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons, you know, it's worked out well for them, but they can handle just about anything out there. Most corners are not that big, and it is a little bit of a shift in the way that the NFL is trying to look at these corners who can match up with the big guys like a Richard Sherman or a Brandon Browner.
Right.
But also you're seeing, you know, Brandon Browner breaking down a little bit. Those guys also are a little more physical and a little more prone to injury than I think some of the other corners out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right. Well, what else have we got here? Any more calls, David? Okay. We will. We're going to have
break and hear from the head coach.
Yeah, and we'll hear from the head coach of the Browns. We've got some cuts from him. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily. What is this show driven by, Nathan?
Liberty Ford.